But the scripture says a lot of things about those that don't, because he says here, if people don't listen when they're told, what happens to them? They go to the grave early. He says he keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. I never met a human being that was ready to die. Even I don't care how old they are, most of them are never ready to die. Well, I take that back. I have seen a few that were really up there that really knew who Jesus was. Like Paul, for instance. Paul said, I'm ready to go home. Of course, he cheated on us. He'd already been to heaven and seen it, see. So he knew how wonderful it was. But he said, oh, I'd rather, a whole lot rather go and be with the Lord than to stay here with you guys and have to put up with all this nonsense. But he said, I know it's better that I stay. And I think that's what God plans for all of us. That's why he put that desire in you and me to live, because he has a plan for you and me while we're here on this earth. And that's to bring people into the kingdom, produce fruit. And it says, after he keeps us from the grave and from crossing over the river of death, or if God don't kill him right then, which means he does sometimes, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he just kills you because of your sin. Or God disciplines people with sickness and pain. Now, do you like either one of those? Who is it said, who disciplines you?
God.
I mean, this has got to be the most misunderstood thing in the church. I have heard preachers of all kinds say, and of course, when I first heard them say that, some of my older tapes, you might hear me say, God didn't put this sickness on you. But I didn't learn that in the Word. I heard it from somebody else. But now that I've learned the truth, I realize, who put that sickness on us? I mean, who's the scripture say put sickness on you? That's hard to swallow, isn't it? A loving, kind God will put sickness on you. Well, a loving, kind mother would never, ever spank her children, regardless how mean they are, right? Oh, yes, she will. If they get mean enough, she'll get that switch and wear out their backsides, right? Oh, and you'd think the fire was in there when she's getting that switch out. Some of them don't get the switch out until they're so angry at their children. And then of just giving them a little switch, they wear them out. I mean, wear them out. They try to kill them, is what they try to do. But God, thank goodness, he's a little different than that. God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless, now I don't like that, Jack, with ceaseless aching in their bones. I mean, this is all the way down into your bones. Now then, see, he didn't start out at the beginning to do this to you, did he?
No.
No, he didn't start out. Now then, who do you think God uses to go inside your body to make that pain? The devil. Absolutely right. The enemy. And God made that beast. He's the one. You know, when God sticks the devil on you, it's like you as a parent picking up the switch to wear out your tongue. That switch is the devil. You know, and that switch is what does the hurt. But God's hooked on the other end of that switch, isn't he, Tom?
Yeah, sure is.
And it depends on how much power he puts in that thing, you know, as to how hard it's going to hurt. And when that goes into that pain, I don't like it. So that's why the first was the day I started getting the twitch in my back. And by the second, when I wasn't healed yet and I still had a little pain, I'm telling everybody, I don't care who walks in, I love you. You know, I love you. Anybody that walked in, I'm saying, I love you. If I ever loved you enough, if I hadn't loved you enough, I repent. Keith, if I hadn't loved you enough, I repent. See, because I don't like this pain, do you?
No.
I'd a whole lot rather do it God's way, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't like pain. Do you, Eldon?
No.
Eldon had a little shot with that pain here a while back, and I prayed with him. Nancy, we all prayed with him. And Nancy, Eldon, for a little while, he thought, this might be my home going. He got that bad. I thought, wow, we ain't going there because he's too young to go on and be the Lord yet. But, I mean, whenever that stuff comes up on you and you have to fight it, he's just like me. He was wrestling with the devil. And that beast come up on him. In fact, the devil might have decided, well, you know, I'm going to take him out. I'm just going to take out Eldon. You know, do you think the devil would do something like that to you? He's sure he'll give it a shot. Yeah, I'm just going to go over there and see what I can do to him. And God said, well, he needs to be strengthened a little bit. You know, he needs to be tested this week. Go over and get him. Isn't that awful? But God I mean, people say, God would never do me like that. Let me tell you, He will too. Why do you think He told you, when all these various trials and tests come upon you, consider them pure joy? You mean whenever this pain, I'm supposed to consider this pure joy? Is that what He said, Keith? Ooh, so you know that scripture, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I mean, but is it easy to do that? No, it ain't easy to do that, is it? No. But I was trying my best, you know, to praise Him and worship Him and tell everybody I loved Him. Because I don't like pain, especially back pain, do we, Jack?
Oh, sir.
I can say that to Jack because he knows he had a dose of it here for a few months. You had it, didn't you? God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now then, He's spoken to you. He's given you dreams and visions, and you ain't paying attention. So what's He going to do next? Well, what was the next thing He could have done? Took you to the grave, couldn't He? But if He didn't take you out, and He's going to give you another chance, He's going to take you down with pain and ceaseless aching in your bones. Now, I don't think none of us like that. I don't like that kind of pain. I don't want it, do you?
No.
I don't want it, so... Now then, let's see what He says we can do about this in verse 20. They lose their appetite. Now think about this. When you've been to a hospital, somebody's got cancer, their bones are aching. Is this true? They lose their appetite and do not care for even the most delicious food. Is that true?
Yeah.
It don't matter what you set in front of them. It ain't nothing looks good, right? I mean, here you are, skin and bone, and you're hurting, and you got pain. And I mean, the most delicious morsel of tenderloin of beef or whatever, or anything that you would have normally, your taste buds would just drool over. You get that out of my sight. I can't stand it. We know what that we've seen that, haven't we? You may have been like that before. When you're hurting, food's not something you care for, is it? Especially when you really have this ceaseless pain. They lose their appetite and do not care for even the most delicious food. They waste away to skin and bone. Have we ever seen people do that? I think about Judy. 1995, when I went down to Corpus Christi, a precious little 50-something-year-old woman that had breast cancer for 2 years. Didn't know these things. Didn't have a clue. But I spent 5 hours with her, just like yesterday. Yesterday, I spent 5 hours with a woman and her husband and their daughter. 5 hours of intensive teaching to find out what her problem was. Finally found it. Finally found it. Prayed the prayer of faith for her, and they went away happy as a lark. Healed, set free. Judy, just like Judy, when Judy in 1995 had called to say goodbye to her friend that lives here in Justin. Her friend picked up the phone and said, Thurman, if my husband and I buy you an airplane ticket, will you go to Corpus at Saturday morning? This was Thursday night. They said, will you go to Corpus Saturday morning and pray for my friend? Now, you know, to a man to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go down to the airport, get on an airplane, go to Houston, then go to Corpus and spend 5 hours in a home with somebody you've never seen and then get back home at 10 o'clock that night going back to Houston, you got to really believe this God you serve is going to do something or you ain't going, right? Well, I know the God I serve can and will do wonderful things if I can hit the right things. And so I went down there and I taught that couple the Word of God for 5 hours and prayed for that woman. I built her faith so high that day. A woman that had had breast cancer for 2 years that was going to die within a few days, that the doctor said she can't live a week, hadn't had a bite of food to eat in 3 weeks, not a bite. After building her faith to the level, teaching her the things, some of the things we're going to talk about today, that woman got it. And she repented of every sin. Her husband repented of every sin. When I looked over at that little Baptist woman, I think about what a little woman. I looked over at her and I said, ma'am, here's the little 85-pound shriveled up woman that used to be about 130 pounds probably. She's shriveled up, dying. And I said, ma'am, have you heard enough of God's word to be healed? When I looked over there and she looked at me and fire came out of those eyes. She said, you come over here and cast this devil of hell out of me right now, and I'm going to be healed right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, see, she learned her authority. She learned who she was, Kim, in Christ. She learned the power she had over sickness and disease. And I went over there and anointed that woman with oil, prayed a prayer of faith for her. That woman got up off of her deathbed, went with me and her husband to take me back to the airplane. And then when I got out of the car at the airport in Corpus, I said, well, I'm sure you're kind of weak since you walked down them stairs and into the car. I said, I'll see y'all later. She said, no, I'm going to walk you all the way to that airplane. And she and her husband got out of that car. They walked all the way to that terminal. That's before security. Right up to the gate. I stepped in that gate, got on that airplane. They're standing in the window waving me off. Sunday morning, when I get up, Judy Prince called me and said, Thurman, praise God. Said, on the way home from the airport last night, said I hadn't had a bite to eat in 3 weeks. I told my husband, I said, Don, there's the best fried shrimp place in town. Stop right there. Jesus is him. We're going to have a fried shrimp dinner tonight. She said, I had a fried shrimp dinner last night, and I woke up this morning, and everything in my body worked perfect. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. About 6 or 8 months later, they sent me a picture of Judy. And in fact, the people that paid my airplane ticket to go down there and pray for her, they brought a picture in a Sunday school class over in Justin First Baptist Church. Handed me a picture, and I said, hey, I know that guy standing beside that woman, but who's that good-looking woman? Yeah. I said, that's Judy, isn't it? I said, boy, she didn't look like that when I was down there. She was smiling from ear to ear. She was back to about 130 pounds, beautiful and radiant for Jesus. Amen. That lady lived a little over 5 or 6 more years. And then I'm going to tell you something you don't ever want to do. One day, somebody was telling her husband how wonderful it was what Jesus done for her, his wife. He made a statement something like this. Well, you know, it wasn't really all Jesus. You know, I fed her some health food, and that's partially what helped heal her. He should have never said that. In 30 days, Judy was dead. 30 days. God don't share his glory with nobody. If you can get your loved one healed with health food, then try it. But if you want Jesus and he does it, don't ever share his glory with nothing. The king don't share his glory. What did we say a while ago? This is all about who?
Jesus.
Oh, all about. It's all about who? Him, Jesus. You don't say you done something. You give him the glory.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.